Good evening. I'm Danielle Kading, and you're listening to Hear Me Out on Wisconsin Public Radio. Up next, we travel a ways down U.S. Highway 2 and make a detour for Delta, Wisconsin. Nestled in the North Woods between Iron River and Drummond is a local favorite and a tourist treasure called the Delta Diner. There, I meet Dan Gonstead from Menominee, who has a cabin in Drummond that he and his friends have been going to for years. He says they've been to the Delta Diner more times than he can count.
100, maybe more.
More times in the winter than the summer, just because you can't get in the summer.
Right, right.
So what's cool about this diner, is for people who haven't been here before, well, why do you keep coming back?
The food and the people. They have really, Todd and his waitresses and waiters, they're all very good. They're a lot of fun, so.
Unique dishes. Food is fantastic.
That's Dan's brother, John, who has a favorite dish on the diner's menu.
Yep. Pedro's McSpenny. That's definitely it.
Yeah.
I try something different just about every time. I McSpenny was my favorite, but then I had to switch it up a little bit. So,
yeah.
So now I just try whatever his specials are. I try one of those. So,
okay.
I've never been disappointed. So,
so what makes the food so fantastic?
It's fresh.
Yeah.
It's fresh, and you know it's made. You know, you get it hot right off the plate. So I mean, it's and it's just unique. He uses a lot of different. Spices and flavorings, which, you know, it's just not plain, plain eggs and bacon or something like that. Everything's good. And like I said, I've never been disappointed with anything we've gotten. Just a fun place to come. Except when we first started coming up here, it was a lot easier to get in here. You didn't have as long as the wait as you do now. So, but it's worth the wait.
Krista Bloomquist has been working at the Delta Diner for 5 years.
I love my coworkers here. I love the food here. I love the atmosphere. It's a fun place to be. It's a fun place to be.
And it's almost always busy. She jots down people's names and tells them how long they'll have to wait. If they're not too picky about where they'd like to sit, they can grab a stool at the bar if there's one available. People talk about their weekend plans and the weather as David Schiepelbein cooks up their orders. The Ulu native has been a frontline cook at the diner for 5 years.
I don't know, just the atmosphere, I would say, is the number one thing. It's a really fun place to work. A lot of really good people here, and it's just a great place. So, and my younger brother, Daniel, is actually the backline cook, so kind of runs in the family, I guess.
So do you guys have any competitions then when you're cooking?
No, not really. It's very different things. He does, like, all the pancakes and French toast, and I do all the eggs and stuff out here, so it's just a little different.
So everybody raves about the food and picks their favorites. Are there any secrets to being a frontline cook?
Not really. It's just repetition, really. You just do everything over and over again. You get used to it. You don't even realize that you're doing it after a while. I mean, you just becomes like a robot. You just do it.
So do you guys get to make up the recipes, or is it pretty much?
Every now and then, Todd, the owner, gives us free reign of the kitchen, and we can mess around and play with stuff if we want. Of course, we have to bring it to him first if we want to put it on the menu. But yeah, he lets us make stuff up if we want to, kind of just run with it.
Do you have any favorites?
Any favorites on the menu? I would say the Pedro's McSpenny or the PBLT are my two favorite things. So.
So is it weird to like have everybody watching you while you're doing everything or no?
Definitely when you first start out. When I first started, I was so nervous with people like watching me and just like thinking constantly what they were thinking. And but after a while, you just get used to it, and then you start interacting with them, and it just becomes more fun. So.
Are there any questions that people ask you?
They ask a lot, mainly about the hash browns is kind of a key item because they see him cooking up there all the time if they're sitting at the counter here, and they just ask, like, what's the secret to it, and it's pretty simple. It's just cast iron skillet and then hash browns and a little bit of butter, so nothing too special, but that and then how we cook our perfect over easy eggs is another big question, I would say.
Do you use water?
No, we do not use water. It's just a really cool grill, and we just put a little oil down so that they don't stick and cook them nice and slowly, so it's good to us.
So what's your favorite thing about the job?
You know, that's hard. There's a lot of stuff. Obviously, like I said, the atmosphere is awesome, and coworkers is awesome. But yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just a fun place to work. I don't know if I have a favorite thing. Everything about it is a lot of fun, and it's just a good job.
Any memories of working here that stick out in the last 5 years?
I would say definitely when the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives came here. That was pretty unique. We closed down for 2 days and did about like 14 and a half hours of filming for a 10-minute segment. So it was pretty hectic, but it's a lot of fun. I would say that's one of the biggest things that stick out in my mind.
And when are you guys busiest?
In the wintertime, yeah, around holidays, Christmas, Berkey, you know, pretty much any major holiday around here or event going on will bring a lot of customers in. And then in the summertime, we are pretty much busy every day, so about an hour wait out the door, I would say, every day. Yeah.
And people wait.
Oh, yeah. They wait, and they still keep coming. But it's kind of fun. We set up picnic tables and stuff, and they all just hang out outside and play, and it's a lot of fun.
Any advice for people who haven't been here before?
I would say bring games if you're coming in the summertime, and yeah, be ready to wait, because we usually have about an hour to an hour and a half wait outside, but yeah, bring a Frisbee or something, something you could do.
Annette and David Johnson made the drive from Ashland to see what the diner had to offer.
Well, it was a beautiful day. We decided to take a ride, and we have actually never been to the Delta Diner yet, so we've heard tons about it, so... And it was great.
Time.
Yeah, actually, it was. It was great. It's really cool.
What did you guys have?
I had the Big Boy, it was called. It was hash browns and sausage, and it was very good. Way more than I could eat.
How about you?
It was the, it's kind of like their equivalent of the Mexican Eggs Benedict, which was also very good.
He says the diner is near his old stomping grounds.
Well, I was raised in Mason, and used to come out fishing out this one. I remember the old Delta store that used to be here before it burned down years ago. And actually, I remember this diner. I saw it behind the semi coming through Ashland when it was on its way out here, when it first opened up years ago.
Each person I talk to says it's the atmosphere that makes it a great place to eat. Johnson says it's got that Fonzie look to it, reminiscent of the show Happy Days. She says it's just the diner thing.
It's just something very different, unique. The food...
It's not your typical food that you get in every other, you know, for breakfast foods. It's just something different. And yeah, we'll come back. We'll definitely come back.
I ask him what he remembers about the old Delta store that used to be where the diner is now.
They had some groceries and things like that in it. They had a small bar there, and it was pretty much... for the local people and people that have summer homes out in the Delta area and things like that. This is what I would basically consider would be a destination type restaurant, because you're not gonna just drive by and notice it and decide to stop in and have breakfast. Most people come here for a reason, I would think, because it's pretty much out in the middle of nowhere. So
it may be off the beaten path, but Tom DeBray has been a regular at the diner for the last year and a half. He lives on Muskellunge Lake out in Iron River. As he waits for his Norwegian pancakes, he tells me that he and his parents used to come to the area and stop in at the old Delta store when he was a kid.
Oh, it was great. It was people by the name of the Myers owned it. It was a little store, general store with a bar attached. They had an ice house before the days of people using refrigerators, so we used to come down and get a block of ice from them in the summer and put it in a true ice box to keep our stuff cold. But I mean, that's my first recollections of this place, so that's going back into the 40s. Remember, my parents are good friends of the people that owned it, Bill Myers and his wife, and you know, we just come down and visit, basically. They also had a gas pump out there in front, and that was that. I mean, the road here was a gravel road when I first come in, and it was a narrow, little, windy road. This road out here now is like a superhighway compared to the road that was here.
I catch up with a group of friends as they're about to head down the road. Sam Hosevar, Molly Jones, Rochelle Andre, Chelsea Cornelius, and Bonnie Erickson took a road trip from Madison for a weekend of rest and relaxation.
Cabin right up the road from here. digital detox, we're calling it.
Yeah. Digital detox. That's a good
There is no cell reception, there's no Wi-Fi.
Internet.
No internet.
No
phone.
Turned off.
Yeah. So why did you come to the Delta Diner then?
This is a staple every time we come up. I mean, we've come up many times to visit, but every time we come here.
We used to work at a summer camp on Delta Drummond and come every Saturday morning. But now that we live in Madison, whenever we're up north, we bring friends and come to the diner.
So we came here every Saturday for like 5 summers. We know the Delta Diner well.
Yeah, ate the same thing every Saturday for 5 years.
So what is your favorite then? Half Lucky Denny with mushrooms when they add them.
Same.
So are you guys, you just came here because they drug you up here?
Yes.
And any advice then for a first timer?
I don't know. Order the coffee. Take the advice of the locals. They pointed it out. I got the special today and it was excellent.
No, it makes us feel really special because when the locals bring us up each time we've come to visit the Delta Diner. So it makes us feel like this is our home too, which is really special for us.
Like the minute you walk in the door, you're like scooped in to the diner family, and you know, like we know Mary, we know the owners, and they just treat us like family. So
it feels like that even too after just being here a few times. They're super patient and give us all kinds of, you know, get the feelings of love when you come in.
And you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. Not that this is nowhere, but you feel like, oh, here it is, and on this random road is this really great food and cool place. So.
And people who have so much pride in it, too.
Yeah.
Right? The people who live here, people who come here, are just filled with a sense of what seems to me like super pride about the spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just it was a really cozy atmosphere. Everyone was really nice. I think we've been waiting to go here since we've been planning this weekend. You know, one of the highlights was we're going to go to the diner. We're going to have a great breakfast. We'll sit and enjoy coffee and conversation for a couple hours. And then we'll go back to the cabin. And I think the anticipation and the expectations were met.
Trying to get an idea of what you're digitally detoxing from.
Screen time.
Homework. Cell phones, work emails.
Work computer.
Away. Yeah.
Cell phone.
Yep.
Yeah, all things.
Social media. Gone.
Netflix.
Gone.
No Netflix and chill. Up here.
No.
No. No.
Just chill.
Yeah, I get the opportunity to like, play board games and like, spend quality time. Just be relaxed.
Yeah. Perfect day for it too.
Mm-hmm. So any tips for people who haven't been here before then?
It's definitely worth the drive.
Worth the wait. Yep. I would say even in the summer we come and we'll put our names in and they'll say, oh, okay, it's an hour and a half wait. And you see people like camped out waiting for an hour and a half to eat. And you know, we play games, we get coffee next door, and it's totally worth it.
It's part of the experience too. It's not something that you're like, oh no, I have to wait.
Yeah.
It seems to just be very welcoming, and that's part of the vibe too when you come.
Al and Karen Gagne have only been waiting 5 minutes when I catch up with them. The couple from Superior says it's also their first time visiting the Delta Diner.
Here are those Cokes for you. Right. And then Mary's going to be right over and she'll talk to you guys about the menu.
Okay.
What about this place stands out to you guys? Just walking in New York.
Well, driving up, the first thing I think we both thought, we used to live in New Jersey and there was a diner.
Diners are common in New Jersey, yeah. Greek diners.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks just like our favorite diner in New Jersey. You know, the same, yeah.
So have you two been here before?
Never.
Welcome to the diner.
Never. Thank you. How
are we doing? That's Mary Heikela. She's been serving up meals at the diner going on 9 years now.
It's a verbal menu, so I'll walk you through all of it, but we offer breakfast, food plate specials, and specialty sandwiches all day long.
It takes Heikela a few minutes to run through the entire menu. It should be noted she recited all the breakfast items by memory. The Gagnes are impressed, to say the least.
So that's the entire menu besides pie. Any questions for me at all?
You did a good job.
Thanks.
You know that, didn't you?
I've said it only once before, so stumbled through it a little bit.
Heikela says there's a lot of love and history that makes the diner so unique.
Well, the diner is an original 1940s Silk City diner. It was out in New York. A lot of diners got abandoned. This was one of them that got abandoned. Todd, the owner, and his wife Nina, both were huge diner people. They loved them. And they decided that they wanted to open up a diner. So Todd did a lot of research, decided how he wanted to do that, and for them it seemed like the best choice was to purchase an original diner and have a frame-up restoration. So that is what happened. This had a frame-up restoration done in Cleveland, Ohio. and then it was brought out in the back of a flatbed truck in 2003. And obviously we've added on a little bit towards the back just to help with production, especially since we have our in-house baker now. But it was just the diner and the foyer when it was brought out.
Another thing that makes the diner unique is that the diner doesn't allow tipping. Heikkilä says they increased prices on food and drinks by 20% last June. She says everyone that works at the diner makes a living wage year-round.
You know, it just, the whole idea of tipping is not a very good fit with our philosophy and our culture here. Everybody who works here, we're a pretty close-knit group. We all do a variety of jobs. There's a lot of cross-training. You see me serving today, but I'm often cooking. I started doing dishes. Any of the guys you see here can do at least three other jobs. So it just didn't make sense for us that the servers to have the tip. It didn't make sense for us to have that as a compensation model. So we were able to just get rid of it completely, increase the prices. Besides the normal labor costs the diner pays, that 20% price increase is added to the labor costs. And now the core staff is on salary, including myself. We're able to hire adults now at $15 an hour, and children or kids starting at $10 an hour, with the ability to actually have pay raises like a normal job. It's interesting because restaurants are really the only industry where tipping is even an idea or a concept. If you go and get your car fixed, you don't pay for the part, and then you pay for labor, and then you pay a tip. It's just all built into the price.
And she says the change hasn't hurt business one bit.
It's just been great. Customers have been super supportive of it. It just makes a lot of sense for everybody. Everybody who works here benefited. It gives us the ability to take part in revenue sharing and a lot of other cool opportunities that you can't do with a tipping model. So it's been great. I mean, granted, it's new and different. It's definitely a progressive model for the middle of nowhere, but it's been super great.
All in all, Heikkilä says there's a lot to love about working at a diner in the middle of nowhere in northern Wisconsin.
I love the people, and I love my coworkers, and I like the diner brand itself and everything that it stands for, and the fact that the diner has the ability to bring together people from all different walks of life. You know, you get big-name business Chicago people in here next to the farmer from down the street. It's pretty cool. It's just a really cool experience that happens when all these people get together. You know, I just want them to experience something fun. You know, if they have the courage to try new foods and new flavors that they... Good to see you. New foods and flavors that they've never tried before, that's awesome. If they have the ability to pick up a conversation with someone that they wouldn't normally talk to, that's what it's kind of all about. I've got tons of memories of this place. I feel like I grew up here. I started when I was 16, and now I'm 24, so I did a lot of my growing up here, and I have gotten to meet a lot of really cool people and customers that have touched my life, and hopefully I've touched theirs.
You can find out more about the Delta Diner online at deltadiner.com. In the headlines today, drinking water continues to be a concern in Wisconsin. Contaminants like lead, copper, and nitrate have been found in the state's drinking water and across the country. But according to the most recent drinking water report from the State Department of Natural Resources, the most frequent contaminant found in Wisconsin's public water systems is bacteria. Bridget Bowden has more.
The DNR found 420 water systems that exceeded the standard for coliform bacteria. About 92,000 people get water from these systems. Coliform can be an indicator of disease-causing viruses, bacteria, and parasites. Here's microbiologist Mark Borkhart.
So these would be bugs that cause acute gastrointestinal illness, diarrhea, vomiting, those sort of classic symptoms, but then they can also lead to more severe illness.
Coliform bacteria could be present in as many as 169,000 of Wisconsin's private wells, according to a 2013 study by researchers with the State Department of Health Services. The state DNR recommends testing wells each year. Currently, only about 16% of private well owners do. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is officially launching his campaign for re-election with a tour around the state. Johnson will meet Democrat Russ Feingold this fall. It's a rematch from 6 years ago when Johnson beat Feingold, a veteran lawmaker. At a stop in Green Bay today, Johnson said it's crucial that Congress stay in Republican control.
I mean, this election is not only about the direction of the country, it's about the direction of the Supreme Court. And another liberal justice is going to flip the court, probably be hostile to your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms.
Johnson reiterated his belief that the Senate should not vote on President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee and to instead wait for the next president to put someone forward. The Feingold campaign issued a statement reading that Johnson has spent the last 6 years as a, quote, partisan shill. Ashland County and city officials held a drug forum yesterday to talk about how drug abuse is affecting communities in the region. Ashland's interim police chief, Jim Gregwire, says they're seeing more crime driven by drug abuse.
In the last year, we've had more search warrants in any one given year that our department has ever had in the last 20 years I've been here. So we are definitely being more aggressive as a department. We're trying to stay on top of it.
The Ashland Daily Press reported that the Ashland County District Attorney's Office prosecuted 125 felonies in 2010, and last year that number doubled due in part to drug abuse. Gregwire says they encourage community members to keep an eye out for any suspicious activity and report what they see to police.
Try to get license plate numbers. If you cannot get license plate numbers, try to get descriptions of cars. Times and dates that they're coming and going. The amount of time they spend in the house.
Gregwire adds they're seeking up to $40,000 in donations by next spring so Ashland police can purchase a canine unit to assist with drug investigations. Visitor spending dropped at the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore last year. A National Park Service report shows more than 232,000 people visited the Apostle Islands last year. That's down from roughly 290,000 visitors the year before. Apostle Islands National Lakeshore spokeswoman Julie Van Stappen says the amount of money being spent in the region and the number of people visiting the park is up overall.
Yeah, which is a big bump from normal, and that's mainly related. It's related to two things, really. Is the even though the ice cave season in 15 was short, it still was 38,000 people, which did a big bump to our annual visitation.
Stappen says prior to being discovered, the lakeshore saw an average of 160,000 people come to the park each year. Last year, visitors spent $36 million in communities surrounding the Apostle Islands. That money supported close to 600 jobs. The number of visitors to national parks was up overall across the country. This has been Wisconsin Public Radio News. I'm Danielle Kading. And that's it for our program. You can hear it again online on our website at wpr.org/superior. You've been listening to Hear Me Out on Wisconsin Public Radio. We hope to have you back with us again next Monday. Until then, have a great rest of your week.